rodeo. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, June 1st, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is in the great American experiment. Welcome to June 2020. It's been a crazy, tumultuous time, more than usual. I mean, if that were even possible. Busy weekend. Interesting weekend. We'll talk about some of that. A friend sent me a text over the weekend, and that was sort of humorous, the way that he couched what was going on. Basically, the way he put it was, I lost my place. I thought it was brilliant. He said, remember a while ago, back in spring of 2020, when all the talk was about the coronavirus? That was May 31st, so yesterday. And so, you know, busy past few days. It was a week ago today, actually, that the what I would call the George Floyd episode occurred. And that's a very strange situation, to be sure. Grace, the Really Graceful YouTube channel, did an interesting video, sort of extemporaneous remarks of sorts, you might say. Which included some of the things that folks have talked about, you know, the fact that George Floyd and officer, air quotes, officer Derek Chauvin were co-workers for an extended period, of almost two decades, different shifts, but that it appears that officer Derek Chauvin was sort of a mystery to his neighbors and folks on the record on mainstream media saying, we never knew that he was a police officer, which is all strange. Anyway, we're going to set that aside for the moment because I want to focus on some other things. And that is, I think, you know, a lot of chaos, a lot of misdirection, a lot of terror. And we're at a point now where who knows what you can believe. The mainstream press is notorious. I mean, can we all validate, have we all vetted these neighbors, for example? Have we vetted the employment history? There was the autopsy that many folks have commented on, the fact that according to the autopsy, George Floyd died of natural causes. Which some have joked, finally somebody died of natural cause. Oh, it's not the coronavirus thing. It's actually, so it's kind of surprising. I know that some people joked, but, it's surprising that George Floyd didn't die of COVID-19. But we have to shift away from that narrative for the moment to strike fear and terror into the hearts of people. And I saw on social media a number of folks commenting on certain things saying, it's time to call out the military. Time to call out the military, which should remind folks of the remarks that we played last week, that recall for some of us call to mind the quote allegedly attributed to Henry Kissinger, roughly paraphrasing, back then in the early 90s, the alleged remark was at an early 1990s Bilderberg conference where Henry Kissinger allegedly said something along the lines of, right now in America, people would never welcome foreign troops, but a time will come when they will clamor for it or they'll demand it. And I think that's kind of where we're approaching now. But it's interesting, if the American people get a hold of themselves, get a sense, if we all get a sense of who we really are and what's really going on. And there is a disparity. The portrayal of it is lopsided, upside down, backwards, when you watch the black screen. In other words, there are a great deal more of average Americans, so to speak, than these psychopaths who want people to suicide themselves and one another. And so if people started to get a sense of that, you could actually start to make sense of these things. You know, for example, with the calamity that has taken place in many cities, setting aside for a moment the surreptitious nature of those things. I mean, you're telling me that something happened in Minneapolis and then suddenly across the country to places like Spokane, Washington, people, you know, this reminds me of the official White House narrative early on after Benghazi. Chris Wallace asks, Susan Rice is, I mean, so what do you, are you don't really believe that, right? That some people halfway around the world watched a video and then went to an outpost nobody really knew was part of this embassy network, 500-600 miles away from the embassy, and caused all of this havoc. You don't really believe that. And Susan Rice doubled down and says, yes, Chris, that's what, well, it turns out that wasn't the case. And there were emails that proved that they were basically a bundle of sticks, a fasces, holding together in at the cabinet level, saying, you know, this is the story that we're going out with this. I mean, if we can believe those emails, that's what we appeared to have witnessed. Everyone was marching in lockstep as a bundle of sticks, tightly bound together. And so it reminds me of that. I find it implausible, highly implausible, that all of these cities suddenly had masses of folks who managed to get together all on their own and protest the death of George Floyd. So setting the surreptitious nature of those events aside for a moment, I think it has made some things clear to some folks. You know, the Second Amendment is not such a bad idea. I mean, it's has nothing to do with these events per se, the Second Amendment, because it reads, it states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It has nothing to do with personal protection or defense. It has everything to do with opposing state tyranny, which this is by proxy, I would argue. But what's coming next is the more overt version of this. In other words, you have events that were orchestrated in one way or another, I would argue in many ways. And who benefits, as Grace asked in her video, really graceful, Ki Bono, who benefits? That's actually the title of the video. So who benefits? Despots and tyrants. Video published on Saturday, actually, 11 minutes, 12 minutes. So that is the question, who benefits? And people can see now, you know what, the Second Amendment, not such a bad idea. A number of folks who are law-abiding people, you know, seeing this crazy stuff that's rolling around on social media. And again, who can believe those things? Because, you know, many of us are aware of what's called astroturfing. These things that are supposed to look like grassroots. It's fake grassroots. That's what astroturf is. And you know, these accounts that are maintained by corporate interests, essentially, the public-private partnership, which used to be called textbook fascism. R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock proved, going on 15 years ago, that the intelligence community was largely outsourced. And if you'll recall, back in 2013, the National Defense Authorization Act included the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, which included, basically it turned Smith-Mundt on its head, was supposed to protect the American people from being propagandized by our own government, but it actually, in essence, reversed that mechanism of prevention to implausibly deniable fashion allow intelligence agencies and partners to propagandize the American people directly. Because the argument was, well, how can we know? You know, the world is such a big and small place at the same time with all of this propaganda that we're targeting other people with. And why are we doing that, by the way? We can't be responsible for what bounces back here. So, you know, we got to just let her rip. And that was not only sanctioned, but it was funds were appropriated for that, taxpayer funds, which I think is reprehensible. So now here we are. That's, you know, when astroturfing came out into public view, particularly on social media. And you can go look at Operation Earnest Voice as an example that, you know, Wikipedia keeps trying to disappear. I wonder what it looks like today. Operation Earnest Voice. You know, there used to be a Wikipedia entry titled State-Sponsored Internet Propaganda. There used to be one titled Persona Management. There still is State-Sponsored Internet Propaganda. And a number of countries, including the United States Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications and Operation Earnest Voice, officially started in 2011, which obviously predates the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, because that's, you know, how it usually works. We are going to tell you after, once we've got it all set up, kind of like with the stuff that we saw roll out with COVID-19, all of this massive infrastructure, just like the Department of Homeland Security, which was a term, homeland was anathema in America prior to September 11, 2001, or what was it? It was October of 2001 when Tom Ridge was appointed Secretary of Homeland Security, and like a jumpy castle, you know, they call it standing up. We stood up the Department of Homeland Security, that kind of thing, which, well, where did all of that come from, you know, to stood up? And I usually point to the book Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, which didn't exist prior to October 2001. And then suddenly we get this thing that you can go to Amazon and order a copy of. It's a RAND Corporation monograph, and you can still find it on RAND, written by Eric V. Larson and John E. Peters. The year was 2001 that it was published, so that's kind of curious. But, you know, it sort of obfuscates exactly when it was written, which is uncharacteristic for RAND, or maybe not. But, you know, if you go to the Wikipedia entry, let's see if it's still there. Yeah. Publisher, RAND Publishing, edition, unstated edition, April 9, 2001. Now, wait a minute. April 9, 2001, preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. You're telling me that happened and then we had a thing? Because, you know, people like Aaron Russo said this thing was coming, and just a couple months after April, in June, I believe it was June 28, 2001, Bill Cooper, William Milton Bill Cooper said, "We're going to blame something on Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it?" Remember that? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Let me get back on topic. I wonder what would happen in America if we all started acting like putting things right in America depended on each one of us. We have these reminders from our history. You know, I keep thinking of, for example, Benjamin Franklin saying, "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters." And, you know, this idea of corporations, you know, people talk about the Jeffersonian quote that is, you know, disputed, allegedly spurious. And there are a number of those kinds of quotes that arose in around the 90s, for example, from about the 60s, 1960s to 1990s. But there is evidence of that sentiment. For example, in Andrew Jackson's farewell address, in 1837, he mentioned a similar situation when he said the various interests which have combined together to impose a heavy tariff. Sounds kind of Marxist, pre-Marxist. The various interests which have combined together to impose a heavy tariff and to produce an overflowing treasury are too strong and have too much at stake to surrender the contest. Gosh, that sounds very similar to what we're experiencing today. The corporations and wealthy individuals who are engaged in large manufacturing establishments desire a high tariff to increase their gains. Designing politicians will support it to conciliate their favor and to obtain the means of profuse expenditure for the purpose of purchasing influence in other quarters. And since the people have decided that the federal government cannot be permitted to employ its income in internal improvements, efforts will be made to seduce and mislead the citizens in the several states by holding out to them the deceitful prospect of benefits to be derived from a surplus revenue collected by the general government and annually divided among the states. And if, encouraged by these fallacious hopes, the state should disregard the principles of economy which ought to characterize every Republican government. Did he say Democratic? No, he said every Republican government. Just, I mean, we're not talking about parties here. We're talking about forms of government. And if, encouraged by these fallacious hopes, the state should disregard the principles of economy which ought to characterize every Republican government and should indulge in lavish expenditures exceeding their resources, they will before long find themselves oppressed with debts which they are unable to pay, and the temptation will become irresistible to support a high tariff in order to obtain a surplus for distribution. Do not allow yourselves, my fellow citizens, to be misled on this subject. The federal government cannot collect a surplus for such purposes without violating the principles of the Constitution and assuming powers which have not been granted. It is, moreover, a system of injustice, and if persisted in, will inevitably lead to corruption and must end in ruin. Surplus revenue will be drawn from the pockets of the people, from the farmer, the mechanic, and the laboring classes of society. But who will receive it when distributed among the states, where it is to be disposed of by leading state politicians who have friends to favor and political partisans to gratify? It will certainly not be returned to those who paid it and who have most need of it and are honestly entitled to it. There is but one safe rule, and that is to confine the general government rigidly within the sphere of its appropriate duties. It has no power to raise a revenue or impose taxes except for the purposes enumerated in the Constitution. Many folks have observed that's been flipped today. People think that the Constitution grants the federal government in particular unlimited powers and the people are confined to the Bill of Rights, but you know, even that's been whittled away. It's the opposite. Government was granted specific powers enumerated, as Jackson pointed out, and the rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights, for instance, were including but not limited to. That's how that language is supposed to read. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Andrew Jackson had interesting words after that. You know, what would happen if we acted like it depended on us? What would happen? You know, I mean, that's the thing. We have sort of abrogated our responsibility by and large. You know, there are many excuses that we could make: not smart enough, not well educated enough, not well connected enough, not influential enough, not whatever, you know, inarticulate, whatever. But what if it depended on each of us? I think we know enough. This paper currency, the central banking, definitely at the apex of the discussion. Pun intended. Continuing from Jackson's farewell address, in reviewing the conflicts which have taken place between different interests in the United States and the policy pursued since the adoption of our present form of government, we find nothing that has produced such deep-seated evil as the course of legislation in relation to what? Should I leave it hanging there and see if folks care to go investigate? We find that nothing has produced such deep-seated evil as the course of legislation in relation to the what? Andrew Jackson was in a pretty good position to know, because this issue, you know, he was the target of failed assassination attempt. Because of this one issue. Other presidents have been assassinated. Those who I would say are honest enough to, and not cowardly and servile enough to hide it, but those honest enough to confront it would say that primarily because of this issue, others have been assassinated. Sitting United States presidents assassinated by a shadowy interest that is pursuing this course of legislation in relation to the currency, trying to keep a hegemonic lock on the medium of exchange. Because when you can, it's not just to create a hegemonic lock on the medium of exchange. When you're issuing the circulating medium, the currency, at interest, you create usurious perpetual debt servitude, debt slavery, because it can never be, that debt can never be extinguished. When you issue one unit that's issued at interest and it has to be paid back with the unit and the interest, where's the interest going to come from in simple terms? Perpetual debt slavery. And gradually, over time, you will subsume everything with that central banking instrument, what we call a fractional reserve banking system. And that's a failure. It's been a failure for quite some time. And now we are in the throes of a thing called the Triffin Dilemma. And so what happens after that? Something has to replace this thing, and technocrats want this resource-based energy credits system. If you don't generate enough energy credits, then, you know, George Bernard Shaw thinks that we should execute you in a kindly enough manner. Why can't we all just leave each other alone? So Andrew Jackson talked about the fact that in reviewing the conflicts, this was before propaganda and speechwriters and so forth. I mean, you know, in mass, even though there was definitely an issue, you know, ever since the Gutenberg era, I would say, particularly, we've had an issue with propaganda. It was so cheap and easy. I mean, kind of like the multiplication of currency inflates the general circulating medium. I think the same thing happens in the information economy, so to speak. But Jackson said, in reviewing the conflicts which have taken place between different interests in the United States and the policy pursued since the adoption of our present form of government, we find nothing that has produced such deep-seated evil as the course of legislation in relation to the currency. The Constitution of the United States unquestionably intended to secure to the people a circulating medium of gold and silver. Why? You can't manufacture those out of thin air. And so when you think about it, in simplest of terms, say we get together and we agree that we're going to issue 100 units of currency as our circulating medium. This is how we're going to engage in trade and commerce. And, you know, we set a value and it's generally accepted among us. So we have 100 of those units. And, you know, that's fine. Everything's good. And I'm, you know, I say, well, I should be the one who prints this currency because, you know, whatever. And then I can keep, you know, I'll regulate the value of the currency so that it doesn't fluctuate wildly and we don't have boom and bust cycles. But secretly what I'm doing is printing extra units that I can, you know, sneak out the back door and introduce into society. No one's looking at the 100 units in circulation at any one given time. And so no one's really realizing that I've leaked a bunch out the back door and there are more units in circulation now. What happens is that, as even Alan Greenspan said, the law of supply and demand is not to be conned, and there will be an equilibrium in the market. The market will eventually find this out and there will be adjustments in price made. And that's called inflation. And so that's why, for example, since we've seen in the last 20 or in the last 10 to 12 years in particular, a flood of new currency introduced into the market, but even before that, that's why a can of coffee costs twice as much and is half the size it used to be not too long ago. That's why some folks, you know, we saw gas prices. We heard they might go up to $4 or $5 a gallon for a while. Now they're back down somewhere between $1 and $2 for some people. And people are saying, that's, my goodness, reminds me of 20 years ago. That's inflation. And eventually, you'll drive everyone out. The same thing happens with taxes, for example. People have noted that families, I know families who had property around lakes, for example, modest little family cabins, and then other interests, many of whom never worked a day in their life, come in and buy up property around that little modest, humble family cabin, and suddenly the taxes skyrocket, and, you know, because property values are going up because of inflation, and all of a sudden a family gets taxed out of their property. So this issue of the currency, and as Jackson pointed out, the Constitution of the United States unquestionably intended to secure to the people a circulating medium of gold and silver, but the establishment of a national bank by Congress with the privilege of issuing paper money receivable in the payment of the public dues, and the unfortunate course of legislation in the several states upon the same subject, drove from general circulation the constitutional currency and substituted one of paper in its place. And that's a thing called Gresham's Law. Bad money drives out good. Which is not the subject that I wanted to discuss, but it's important to understand. I think John Adams was right. The ignorance of most of us on this issue by design, you know, this should be one of the things that's taught early on in school, but it's not, so that those who maintain control of this system can do so in a way that is mostly or largely imperceptible to the masses. And for those who wonder or perhaps labor under the delusion that the Federal Reserve System is actually a federal bank or part of the federal government, go to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis page titled Making Sense of the Federal Reserve. It's a part of a series, In Plain English series. The actual page is titled Who Owns Reserve Banks? And reserve is sort of an oxymoron. But setting that aside too for the moment, it still says on this page, the Federal Reserve Banks are not, and the word not is italicized, the Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. That's the first sentence. The beginning of the first sentence. The Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government, but they exist because of an act of Congress. So just as Andrew Jackson cautioned in 1837, almost 200 years ago, these private institutions, these private corporations have been granted the privilege of issuing paper money receivable in the payment of the public dues. And as he said, the unfortunate course of legislation in the several states upon the same subject drove from the general circulation the constitutional currency and substituted one of paper in its place. So people who really can be completely honest about this will say that Federal Reserve notes are counterfeit. And today, you know, if in your state your state leadership said, which I think they should, you know what, we are going to introduce a circulating medium for the people, because as Jackson pointed out, the Constitution unquestionably intended to secure to the people a circulating medium of gold and silver, not of cryptocurrency. Why is that? It's imaginary. You can, you know. Then that would be, you know, if the states tried to do that, that would be attacked as counterfeit, when in reality, these Federal Reserve notes that are circulating are, by definition, counterfeit, except for the fact that Congress granted an exclusive monopoly to the Federal Reserve central banking scheme, Ponzi scheme, cartel, as, you know, G. Edward Griffin calls it a cartel, I would agree, but, you know, it's a Ponzi scheme. And when you do the math on a Ponzi scheme, eventually somebody wins. And, you know, it's the first money game. Whoever touches it first, whoever gets into the Ponzi scheme first benefits immensely. Whoever's last in, well, sorry, bad for you. Anyway, back to if it depended on you and I, just quickly. Well, maybe I'll come back to that. First, let's go to the phones real quick. Jim in Brooklyn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I usually tell people with regards to what you're talking about, I say just, you know, to simplify it, I say, you know, take out a dollar bill or a $20 bill and look at, you know, those two lines of black print on the left of the portrait, which is this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And I say, I remember, because, you know, I'm up in years there now. I say, I remember it before 1964 and earlier, that there were two other lines in there, and it says, and it's redeemable in the Federal Reserve Bank for a silver dollar.
Yep.
And I don't know if you remember this. When I was a kid, we could just go to the bank. I remember New Jersey, the Garden State National Bank, no difference. We'd go to the bank, we'd give them a dollar bill, and they'd give us silver dollars, Morgan dollars, mm-hmm. Peace dollars.
Yep.
It was amazing. You know, we didn't pile up on them because we didn't know what was coming. But,
yeah.
So
France
so,
did, though. France did, and then France did, you know, started hoarding them, and so Nixon, you know, August 15, 1871, 100-year anniversary of the letter from Pike to Mazzini, yeah. Anyway.
France wanted to get their gold out of the United States, and that's when they shut it down, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But with more with regard to that, But have you ever seen the website called Coinflation? It gives you the milk value for all kinds of American coins that are old and new. Mm-hmm. And they have a quote there, which keeps at the bottom. They quote Voltaire, which says, "The ultimate value of all irredeemable fiat currency is ultimately zero." And with regard to that, the thing is becoming more dangerous every day, because with regard to the petrodollar, that doesn't stand so strong anymore, because we have even now the euros going through oil, and the Chinese want to dig in on it, so be for their own benefit.
Yeah. Let's continue that on the other side of the break. Stick around. Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Until you use me up.
my brother. Welcome back. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. And by the way, that bumper music you just played, it sounds like that's the Federal Reserve note talking. Keep on using me till you use me up.
Exactly.
I also point out to people when I say that, I say, you ever notice that, like you just said, the prices always go up, but they don't go down? And of course, that encourages, you know, people to buy things. If they have any sense, you buy whatever you want now because it'll go up later. And
it is a Ponzi scheme. You know, in simple terms, it is a Ponzi scheme. And whoever gets in on the scheme at the end loses. And whoever's at the front of the scheme, you know, so they call it the first money game when you go to places like Wharton School of Business or London School of Economics. It's the first money game. And if you can benefit from it when it rolls off the presses, when there is a congressional appropriation, for example, then as the new money is introduced into circulation, you benefit immensely. And by the time that it rattles around in the system and the system finds some sort of equilibrium and prices adjust, despite, you know, price controls and price fixing and those kinds of government efforts, whoever touches it last loses most.
And also with regard to the idea of the federal government printing money, of course the states are not allowed to print money. And that's where all these states are going begging to, like Cuomo. He wants Trump to give them billions of dollars to cover expenses because the states can't print their own money. And that's where he has them over the barrel, because you have a sanctuary state, a sanctuary city. They're depleting their resources amazingly. So they just want to keep getting more money for all the whatever thing that they're doing. I think I'm sure he realizes that, and probably, you know. Yeah. And
I'm curious about what's going on in your backyard, actually, and those things are all important. But I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are wondering, because, for example, you know, folks have mentioned that guys like Luke Radowski, for example, are very strangely silent. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, when we saw images of Barclays Center, for example, that there was, in one case, you know, I saw an ABCIA van, news van and crew, that was close to one of the NYPD SUV cruisers that was tagged, and they kept showing shots of that. Which, you know, I find very fortuitous, I guess, for interests that would like to fan the flames of chaos, so forth.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I'm curious if you have any input on that. I'd like to hear that when we come back in the second hour here. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.